I want to take you to the Word, because he pressured this morning to go to Jeremiah chapter 11. And we're going to be touching on verse 14. Now, Jeremiah was commissioned of the Lord to do quite a work in his day, but he was also persecuted for his obedience. But I think what he was going through at this point, if you kind of look at the beginning of this chapter, he's shown that the covenant is broken between God and his creation, because they just don't want to listen.
Amen.
So, how many know that sometimes you have a press by your soul? You get involved in your emotions, and you see somebody or something that's needing to be changed, and we have a tendency to intercede and pray for them out of our emotions.
Yes.
Okay. I believe that's what was happening to Jeremiah in chapter 11. And God was on his case, basically, from what I can perceive, because of my own life, where I got caught trying to make things happen in people or for people that I cared about. And I have a note on this particular verse that God gave me back in 2013, 3 years ago. And it says in verse 14, "Do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them, because I will not listen when they call to me in the time of their distress." Now that's hard to swallow, because the emotion says, well, they're not behaving, so we can intercede and change it. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Verse 15. "What is my beloved doing in my temple as she works out her evil schemes with many? Can consecrated meat avert your punishment? When you engage in your wickedness, then you rejoice. The Lord called you a thriving olive tree with fruit beautiful in form. But with the roar of a mighty storm, he will set it on fire and its branches will be broken." He's actually, to me, prophesying the destruction of Israel. And basically, Jeremiah is involved in some type of pressure because of what God has revealed to him. Verse 17, "The Lord Almighty who has planted you has decreed disaster for you, because the house of Israel and the house of Judah have done evil and provoked me to anger by burning incense to Baal." So now we know that they're Baal worship in the house. Baal worship goes into a lot of detail, and I don't want to go there at the moment, but I do believe that we have some of the same thing happening in the church. We have churches that are involved in self. We have churches that are involved in what they want to happen in the earth, rather than the covenant that the Father has already given. Verse 18, there's a plot against Jeremiah. "Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it, for at that time he showed me what they were doing. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize that they had plotted against me, saying, 'Let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. Anybody got a clue who this lamb that he's talking about? Because I believe it has a double meaning. I believe it was speaking about Jeremiah himself, but it was also speaking about the Lamb of God. And they had a plan for him. Anybody know what the authorities did to Jesus? They got rid of him. 20. But, O Lord Almighty, you who judge righteously and test the hearts and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. You know, just because you see someone heading in the wrong direction and you'd like to change what they're heading for, because you already can more or less discern what's going to happen to them if they don't change. There's a season where God, I believe, may say to you, be quiet and trust my plan. Because the person has already made their decision. And you, because you're in your emotions, feel, oh, well, if I pray hard enough, something's going to break. Amen. But there are times the Holy Spirit's going to say, do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them, because I will not listen. Now you say, well, wait a minute, is he hard of hearing? No. But he's asking you to discern from your spirit instead of your emotions. There are times when you're going to get caught. Guess who got caught many, many times? Me. Why am I saying this to you? Because we are all emotional men and women. There's not an exception to the rule. We all want certain things and we want to bless certain people because we'd like to see them free, and sometimes they don't want to be free. All right. So you will need sometimes to commit that person or persons to God's cause, his plan. Verse 21. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the men of Anathoth, now we know who he's singling out, who are seeking your life and saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord. So we know why he's angry, or why they're angry with Jeremiah, because he's been prophesying and they don't want to hear it. Or you will die by your hands, by our hands. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish them. Their young men will die by the sword, their sons and daughters by famine. Not even a remnant will be left to them, because I will bring disaster on the men of Anathoth in the year of their punishment. In the year of their punishment. In the year. Meaning, there's a time for everything. When we took Holy Communion, and we pointed out Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost, excuse me, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, it means that the day of Pentecost had come every year. But when it was fully completed, there was a release of the Spirit. But now he's pointing out the same thing about judgment. Some people have seen visions of our nation under all kinds of punishment. Could the visions be true? I believe they are. Are we going through a test in the United States of America? Yes, we are.
Sure.
Okay? Anybody that listens to a little bit of the news will see there's a lot of turmoil in our nation. Is it too big for God?
No.
But is he able to give us a real revival in this nation on time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is it possible that some people, because they get emotional, prophesy ahead of schedule?
Yes.
Yes. So when you hear some of the stuff that's coming out of many Christians about the destruction that's coming to the United States, etc., and all that, I'm not saying it's off center. I think the timing is off. The timing is off. Their discernment needs to be readjusted. And I'm not blaming them. I've made mistakes, and I may make some more. I don't want to. But I am saying this. Jeremiah was adjusted because he had a relationship with Papa. And the Holy Spirit got to him. And he was able to catch the drift of the adjustment that was going to happen. And he didn't want Jeremiah's emotions to go out before it was time. I believe it's teaching you and me to be more submissive to what Holy Spirit is really saying. Adjust. If you feel very strongly about someone and you say, oh my God, they need prayer, blah, blah, blah. Holy Spirit, is it my soul that's pushing my buttons? Or is it you? And if you find that it's your emotions, then pull back a little bit and wait. You know, I've had my emotions on park more than once. You know why? Because going in reverse is not God, and neither is drive or going forward. There's times that you just need to wait upon the Lord and trust His plan for what He's doing. That, I believe, is very important for the body of Christ at this season, because we all want the best. And I believe God has the best. His best is going to produce what? Fruit and revival. And it'll be on time. It won't happen the year before Pentecost is fully come. Got it? And as you know, we take time to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, which is when He's fully alive in us. That day will also come. Just like the day of Pentecost came. Just like the day of Passover came. All these things are important for us to be submissive to the Holy Spirit to the very best of our ability. Will we make mistakes? I don't want to, but I tell you, I have. Do I want more mistakes? Not really. But is it possible? Yes, it's possible. But the important part is Jeremiah learned a lesson from listening, and then obedience came. And that's my prayer for each and every one of you. And for me too? Okay, I'll take it. Lift your hands to Him. Say, Holy Spirit, you have fully come, and you can do a job in me, just like you did in Jeremiah. And when it's time to prophesy, on the day appointed, it will bring incredible fruit, including our major revival in our country and in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Share some hugs with each other. And by all means, we hope to see you Tuesday.